Hey, thank you so much for downloading the 3 Steps to Transformation Workshop. My name is Alexis Billings, and I am a Las Vegas personal trainer and virtual coach to women looking to elevate their life. I help you tap into your higher self, emotionally heal, and spiritually grow to mentally and physically take care of yourself. In this workshop, we are going to focus on 3 steps to elevate our conscious mind in order to make lasting changes in our lives, no matter what area you're working on. What we're going to dive into today is the foundational piece to making a true transformation. I recommend you grab a pen, a notebook, and a quiet place where you can focus in order to get the most out of this workshop. Now, if you're new to my work, you might be wondering a bit about me. So here's a quick rundown. I have been a personal trainer since 2011. And shortly after that, I experienced what I call a quarter-life crisis turned spiritual awakening. In other words, I had an opportunity to experience a major transformation, and I took it. During this time of intense emotional healing and inner work, I earned my health coaching certificate from the Institute of Integrative Nutrition. This transformative healing journey took about 5 years. It was around this time that I discovered I have a real passion for doing the inner work. All of my personal training and coaching clients do the inner work as well. It is a truth that if you want lasting transformation, you must reprogram your subconscious and learn a new way to move through life, no matter what the change is that you're seeking, be it physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual. So what are these 3 steps to do this foundational piece of inner work? Well, let's first talk about these 2 different states that we operate from. We have our conscious mind and our subconscious mind. Our subconscious mind is where we operate from most of our days. Our habits, our reactions to people or things, our thoughts. It's operating on autopilot or at a low level of awareness. Our conscious mind is an elevated state of awareness. Awareness of our habits, our reactions, and thoughts. And when we tap into our higher consciousness, we can begin to make real change in our life. In every area of our life, there is an opportunity to elevate our conscious mind. There's conscious consumerism. So that might be buying local or supporting small businesses, not buying what you don't need. There's environmental consciousness, recycling, using reusable water bottles versus plastic, purchasing less so that there's less waste. You can practice conscious parenting versus reactive parenting. If you're going through a divorce, you could pull a Gwyneth Paltrow and practice conscious uncoupling. So the opportunities to elevate our conscious mind is all around us. However, in this workshop, we are going to focus on awareness of the self, our thoughts, our feelings, and reactions, and how they can help us align with the life that we want, no matter where we are starting from. Because any change that you're seeking starts with making conscious choices. And that is why practicing living from a higher state of consciousness is so beneficial. If it's not in your consciousness, it's not in your reality. It is easy to miss something that you're not looking for. And I can tell you, I am living proof that we can change our subconscious programming and create a reality and a life that feels good while we work to attain the things we want to achieve, be it physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual. This is the foundational work to create a true transformation. So let's go ahead and get started. Grab your pen, a notebook, and take a few minutes to reflect. I'm going to ask you some questions, and we are entering the process of step 1, creating awareness. I'm going to have you answer these questions in detail. So question one is, what are your habits in the morning before work? What do you do? Question two is, where is your mind at? And what are you thinking about during this time? Question three is, what are you feeling as you do your tasks? What's the energy like in your mind and in your body? So feel free to pause this recording and jot down your answers. So the next series of questions is going to be, what is going on for you when you're in the car? Are you listening to music? Are you listening to a podcast? Are you on the phone? What do you think about? Or what is going on in your body at that point? What are you feeling? Go ahead, pause the recording, and in detail, answer those questions. So what about your thoughts when you're at work? What are your thoughts about work? What are your reactions like when you're at work? How do you feel when you're at work? What does your physical body feel like? What about your emotional state? Do you smile a lot at work? Do you feel joy? Pause and go ahead and jot down the answers in detail. So what about when you leave work? What do you typically do? Do you pick up kids? Do you head straight home? Is there chaos dancing in your head? Do you eat? Do you watch TV? Do you need to get dinner started? Are you taking care of someone? Do you work out? How do you feel in your body now at this time of the day? What thoughts are going through your head? Do you bring work home with you? Go ahead and pause and answer those questions. Lastly, what do you do before bed? Do you watch TV? What do you watch? Are you on your phone? What are you doing on your phone? Are you reading? Do you eat? What time do you go to bed? Do you fall asleep easy or are you laying awake? And what are you feeling when you head to bed? You may pause and answer these questions in detail. As you reflect on these questions, you may find that you don't know the answers, and that's okay. Chances are it's coming from your autopilot consciousness. Your awareness around the thought, feeling, or habit is very low. So if that's the case, your first action this week is to take some time to practice living in the conscious mind in whatever area you cannot answer the question to, and then come back and jot down your answer. Once you can answer these questions, clear your mind and think about the vision that you hold for your life. Maybe it's a vision you've had for yourself since you were a young child, or maybe it's something that you wanted for yourself in the last 2 years. It doesn't really matter. The next question is, does the vision that you have for your life, or what you want your life to look, feel, and be like, match your current reality? Now, maybe in some areas it does, and maybe in some it doesn't. Maybe sometimes it does, maybe sometimes it doesn't. You might hold the belief that it is not possible for life to match your vision or for life to feel good most to all of the time. And it is that exact belief that is blocking you from having that happen for you. The first thing that we must know is that we are the creator of our reality. We are the vibrator of our own beingness. We are the thinker of our own thoughts. We are the perceiver of our own world. We are the attractor of our own experience. We are the maker of our own life. We are the lifter of our own being. Our reactions matter. Our thoughts matter. And how we feel matters. So step one is all about awareness and reflection of your current reality. Your reality is made up of your feelings, your thoughts and reactions and habits. We brought into your awareness how aligned or not your current reality is with the vision that you hold. Now it's time to take inventory of what behaviors, thoughts, and feelings do not serve you with your evolution and where you're trying to get to. So go through and circle what puts you out of alignment with your vision, and how would you want to be, and how you want your life to be and feel. You could even take it a step further and write down or circle in a different color what does align with your vision. So in other words, what actions, what thoughts, what habits are you doing daily that shift you out of alignment with the vision? And what are you doing daily that keeps you in alignment with your vision? Okay. So step two takes place in the real world. Step two is pause and observe. This is a transitional point of the process. So you'll either have a behavior, a thought, or feeling that will come up as a trigger to pause and observe. You may want to ask yourself, what's really happening here? Why am I doing this? Where is this coming from? And that's all deeper inner work that we won't get to here, but it is still okay for you to ask yourself those questions and create awareness for a root cause. Also realize that these challenges come up as a test in our evolution of our conscious mind. Okay, so let's review. Step one is to become aware. What is shifting us out of alignment? Step two is to pause and observe when the trigger happens. So step three is conscious choice. To go against your reactive nature by making a conscious choice. So let's break this down, okay? So number one, you've got your behavior, your habits and reactions. Number two, you've got your thoughts. And then number three, you've got your feelings. So we'll go into how to make conscious choices around these three areas, okay? So to go against your reactive behavior would mean that you're going to do the opposite of what you would normally do or say. And a few examples could be this. At work, maybe you normally partake in office gossip, and you're realizing that that doesn't feel good anymore. You're realizing that that's not really something you would want someone to be doing about you. And so you're starting to realize that action does not align with the person you want to be. So instead, you would consciously choose not to participate. Another example is you might roll your eyes in reaction to your boss or a coworker or maybe your spouse. And I want you to think about that reaction and what kind of energy that stirs up in your body. Impatience, frustration, annoyance. And instead, going against your reactive behavior could be a smile, a nod, maybe an mm-hmm. And think about how that reaction would feel in your body. You can't help but have good vibes circulating in your body when you smile. Another example is maybe you're having an argument with your spouse. Maybe you're reacting quickly, so you're not really hearing what your spouse is saying. Instead, you could practice staying silent and allow them to speak what's true for them. Take a breath and calmly state what's true for you. Another example could be that you're running late for work and you curse at the person who is also late for work and cuts you off in traffic. You know that universal hand motion where your hand is hanging over the steering wheel and you flip it up like a what the heck move? So instead, you could wave them in and hope that they get to where they're going safely. Think about the examples I gave, the initial reactive behavior and what kind of energy that stirs up in you versus the conscious choice behavior. The conscious choice behavior is calmer. It's a way of practicing mindfulness. And it's a great way to practice not reacting. So stay with me here. We're going to go into thoughts and feelings. So to go against your reactive nature could be one of two ways here. The first would be to consciously challenge your thoughts or feelings. Or let me rephrase that. You would consciously challenge your thoughts or your feelings about the thoughts by asking yourself, how is this thought serving me? If you find that those thoughts or feelings about those thoughts put you out of alignment with who you want to be and how you want to feel, just as I said before, you can deepen your inner work and question where these thoughts came from and why you perceive things the way that you do. And this is deeper work and it takes time, but it does help you heal and it helps you understand yourself better. I know, though, that if you're getting ready for work in the morning, you're not going to have time for deep reflection unless you wake up earlier and make time for that, right? So option two would be, you know, stick a pin in that, but try to refocus. So you can simply consciously choose to focus on something that makes you feel better or something that you're looking forward to or you're grateful for. You can also refocus on the present moment. Now, this might be the harder one to do because our mind is wanting to think about problems to solve. However, not being present is often the root of our greatest unsatisfaction. So a few things that I do to bring myself back to the present is, number one, I ask myself, am I breathing? And I will close my eyes and take a deep breath. Maybe if I'm driving, I won't close my eyes. But I'll take a deep breath and I will fill my lungs up with air. And I will fill my belly up with air. And I will feel the expansion of my body. And then I will slowly, in a controlled manner, release the breath. Number two, I will ask myself, what am I doing? And I'll acknowledge what I'm doing. Maybe I'm putting mascara on. Maybe I'm cutting up vegetables for my salad. Maybe I'm driving in the car. And then number three, I'll ask myself, what do I see? And I'll appreciate what I see. Maybe it's my eyes. Maybe it's my lashes. Maybe it's the gorgeous, rugged desert mountains. Maybe it's a beautiful, vibrant red pepper in front of me. Number four, I will ask, what can I feel? So, do you feel your hand on the steering wheel? Can I feel the mascara brush move my lashes? Sometimes I touch my own hand, like I'll make my hand touch my own skin, just to be able to feel something that is mine. Anything that brings awareness to what is here and now. So what happens when you practice these foundational pieces of inner work? You change your vibration. You change the energy that gets stored up in your body. And even if you feel those changes only for a few minutes, that is still success, as you were able to align with a higher vibration than you were before you put this into practice. With consistent practice, you will be able to hold on to that conscious vibration longer each time. So you're basically adding these tools into your toolbox to help you stay in alignment with the vibes that you want to feel. I can guarantee that most of us don't want to go through life feeling rushed and chaotic and annoyed and reactive, rolling our eyes to people or gossiping about people or cursing people in traffic or blaming other people because we're running late but somebody cut us off. That's really not a high vibe, feeling good way to go through life. Putting these into practice consistently, you will feel the difference. I guarantee it. Now, these three steps are just the foundational pieces to inner work of evolution, growth, and aligning. So if you liked this, then I invite you to stay connected virtually by staying subscribed to my monthly newsletters, and that will provide wellness tips on food, fitness, and emotional well-being. And I want to touch on the deeper inner work that I mentioned previously. If this is an area that you'd like support in, I offer one-on-one virtual coaching that guides and supports you in doing the deeper work for enhancing your well-being and aligning you with the life that you envision for yourself. You can email me to set up a free consultation. If you're not so sure about the one-on-one coaching, but you are interested in continuing your growth and evolution, my membership program, Aligning with Alexis, could be perfect for you. It's weekly wellness workshops in a private Facebook group where I share information and implementation tips on all things health and wellness. Each month, we will have a chance, or you will have a chance, to win a free one-on-one coaching session with me. So you can click the link in this email to learn more about that. Lastly, if you feel this workshop was of value, please spread the word about it. It's important and life-changing to share the goods on conscious living. I do want to express gratitude for you. Thank you for taking your valuable time to listen to this workshop and do the work on yourself. We are all responsible for how we show up, and by you investing your time in your growth, you're not just making yourself better, happier, you're also making a difference in the lives around you and your world. So thank you for that. I am sending you so much love from Las Vegas, my friends. I hope to connect deeper with you soon, and thank you so much for listening.